Today I'd like to read some very special verses on this very special day. I'd like to turn to the first chapter of Luke and start at the 26th verse, Luke 1 and 26. And I'm going to skip a few of these verses for the sake of time. Luke 1 and 26 says, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. 30th verse says, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. 38th verse said, And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah. 46th verse says, And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord." What a beautiful account of the angel coming and announcing the coming of the Messiah to the one that was going to mother Jesus. I'd like to consider several of the responses by Mary that are outlined in this passage. The first one being, Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." Number two, Mary arose with haste. And number three, and Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." And I find these responses from Mary's heart to be instructive and I suspect challenging to everybody that is here today, if you give any time to pondering on them. Mary was getting ready to be viewed by the world as a woman with child. But she was a woman that was not yet married. Mary was preparing to be viewed by a world with reproach. She was preparing to be reproached because she carried Jesus inside her. Mary also had some explaining to do to the man that she loved and that she planned to marry. And I know that Mary was human, and I suspect that she felt some apprehension, wouldn't you? If you were told that you were going to be the mother of the Son of God, wouldn't you carry some apprehension too? I suspect she did. Maybe some fear. For sure, a lot of uncertainty with the responsibility that had been given to her, one that she really didn't understand the full scope of. And I know this, that whatever life Mary thought that she had ahead of her. Don't we all have dreams and hopes of life? Those of you that are young, that are in your teenage years, and those of us that are not in our teenage years anymore, it really doesn't seem that long ago in some ways that we were there. Don't you remember? It seemed like life was out ahead, and you began to think about what life might look like for you. What life was going to be like. Hopes and dreams, Whatever Mary had in her mind before this on what life was going to be for her, it just changed that day. Whether she wanted it to or not, it changed that day. And what was her response? Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Conveying to the angel, said another way, I am the Lord's servant. Whatever responsibility that you have for me in life, whatever responsibility that perhaps I did not anticipate, whatever place in the body that you want me to fill, that perhaps I don't feel worthy of filling, behold the handmaid of the Lord. I am the Lord's servant, she conveyed to the angel. I'll follow your word. According to thy word, Lord, I'm not going to try to adjust it. I'm not going to try to compromise it. I'm not going to try to move it in ways that better fits the desires that I had in my life. But Lord, according to thy word, I will do it. And she made haste to go communicate the word of the Lord. Scripture said she made haste. She made haste to go communicate. She made haste with a willingness to bear the responsibility that God had put upon her. She made haste. And she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. From within, Lord, not only what I say with my lips, but Lord, I recognize that I am but your servant. Lord, I am your handmaid. Lord, I am the created. You are the creator. Father God, not my will, but thine be done. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And in the midst of life-changing uncertainty in Mary's life, carrying a responsibility that she didn't expect and didn't ask for, she did it nevertheless. Does that challenge you? Challenges me today. Do you desire to have the favor of the Lord upon your life today? I suspect that we do. Are we willing this morning to follow the example of this mother in our service to the Lord? Live not according to our desires, but according to the word of the Lord. Are we willing today to arise with haste and go bear the responsibility that God has given to us? Did you know that He has given us a responsibility to carry Jesus Christ within us too? The Lord calls each one of us by name, and He asks if you too would be willing to accept Jesus in your life, that you might take Jesus to a lost world and make haste and magnify the Lord by His presence, by the conduct of our lives. It's a high calling. Peter said it this way in 1 Peter 2 and 9, but ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth the praises of Him that hath called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. It's a high calling that the Lord is calling each one of us to. I want to be able to have the same testimony that Mary had. I am the Lord's servant. Jesus Christ said, in the midst of carrying a responsibility that looked bigger than life. He said, not my will, Father, but thine be done. It's a high calling that God is calling every one of us to, not just Mary, but it's a calling for us to give the same type of care that she gave to mothering Jesus. The Lord is calling us to give that same type of care in our discipleship, in following Jesus Christ, to willingly accept the call of God in our lives to be dependable servants of the Lord in the midst of a world that will indeed look upon us with disfavor. And the Lord knows that. The Lord knows that if we go into the world full of Him, that there will be parts of that life that will be a reproach upon us in the eyes of the world. Are we willing to do that today in an unreserved fashion and manner? There's going to be some uncomfortable discussions that end up taking place with people of the world that are pushing for a different life than the life that Jesus Christ has asked us to live. Are we willing today to be the handmaid of the Lord? Men, are we willing to rise and take on the attributes that godly women take on in caring for their young? As we approach our discipleship with God, men, are we today willing to sacrifice like I see so many mothers sacrifice? Not just with their children, but so often putting themselves second to the needs of those around them that they have both responsibility for and those they would not have to have responsibility for. Men, are we willing to rise up today and take on those attributes that mothers show so beautifully? These are attributes that I have seen without fail in the mothers that I am closest to in life. Today is the day that we especially celebrate and recognize one of the most beautiful God-ordained institutions ever made, and that is motherhood. And it's beautiful. And I believe with all of my heart today that the Lord created and instituted motherhood, at least in part, so that we would be able to see in action attributes of God that He would have us be comforted with in our lives as we face trouble and difficulty. When we fall and we fail and we find that we are not as strong as what we thought we were, made a mess of things perhaps, and there is a mother, as only mothers can, with only a mother's love, that reaches down and regardless of the situation shows love and kindness and care, willing to once again instill courage and confidence in the one that has fallen. Mothers do that so well. And I believe that God wanted us to see Himself through mothers and how they respond to those that they love. There's something so special that women fill in the role of motherhood that men can never hope to fill. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the world is trying to do today to make there be no difference between men and women, and you can swap roles and do whatever you want to do. That is not of the Word of God. It's not at all part of the gospel. It is contrary to the gospel. It's sinful. And men can never hope to achieve to do what godly women do, filling the role of mothers. And the Scripture teaches us that Jesus chose to illustrate the church, not as a man, but as a woman, His bride. And as the church, as the bride of Christ, the Lord today desires for us to take on key attributes of mothers in reaching and nurturing and helping those that are in need, both God's children and in the world around us today. And I'm challenged today for myself, how am I doing in taking on those attributes as I go out into the world? Do I show Christ in that manner? Do I show the care and compassion and sacrifice that mothers do such a beautiful job of showing to those that they care for? What would the world say about me and how I interact with them? How would brothers and sisters in the Lord, what do they say? What has my influence been on their lives? Am I even approaching taking on some of those attributes that mothers have? Did you know that that's what God wants us all to do, both men and women, to be able to see that role that mothers play, the care that they have, the willingness to give themselves fully and wholly for the good of their children, and be willing as Christians to approach our discipleship in like manner? Do we give it our whole heart? Or do we give it a partial? Do we give it just a little bit? Mary never wavered from her submission to God's will. Mary was the Lord's servant. She wasn't a servant unto herself. She wasn't trying to serve the world around her. She was not trying to satisfy or conform to the ever-changing positions of the populace. But she was committed to a cause that was greater than herself. She was committed to serving her Father, Jesus Christ, to be born of her, to be a faithful mother, that God in heaven might find pleasure in her life. I want to say today, mothers, we are honored and we are challenged by your presence. You are a encouragement to us today. And I believe that you are an example of so many of the attributes that God wanted us to get a hold of, as all of us are intended to be part of His bride, the church, men and women, which means that as men, God wants us to be men, but He wants us to be men in a way that we demonstrate the attributes of care and love and concern for the world that is so troubled, for those that we worship with that need us. We need each other today. And we have mothers here today that exemplify so many of these beautiful attributes. As I look around the congregation this morning, I see mothers who have given their lives to sacrifice and to give themselves to this high calling of God of service and love. I see mothers this morning that show love when it may not seem like it's deserved. I see mothers this morning who stand at ready to offer up the strength of their soul and their spirit and their mind and their body to those that they see are in trouble. And as I look at the congregation this morning, I see mothers who have shown love to children that otherwise would not have felt love, as they now know, unmerited, beyond the normal call of duty. And as I look over the congregation this morning, I see mothers who have greatly enriched the lives of your husbands, your children, your grandchildren, your church family, and society at large. We are blessed, men, today with the godly mothers that we have. Why is it this way? Because you mothers have submitted to giving yourself to being the Lord's servant according to His Word. You have made haste to arise with the conduct of your lives to magnify Him and thereby benefit all of us. And to all of us today, may God help us be encouraged, men and women alike, that we too would be of a mind and heart to make haste, to arise, raise our hands in willingness to be the Lord's servant, to magnify the Lord with our lives in a way that the Lord could take pleasure in. And to all the mothers that are here today, we indeed rise up and call you blessed. We want you to know that you are so loved and so appreciated. You have made such a difference in our lives. And we want to tell you in a collective manner, thank you, God bless you, happy Mother's Day, and may God go with you in the days to come and enrich your lives as you have enriched so many others. Amen.